You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798, promo code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. So appreciative of something, and I want to say thank you to you, and I want you to stay right here. Don't go away.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to talk about, but so much good that has been done, and I have a huge thank you to issue to those of you that have done that good over the last 24 hours, and a little bit more good will go an awfully long way. Stay here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it happened to me again, friends. I did it again. I lost my mind momentarily. So this morning, the world champion, World Cup champion soccer team doing their parade down the Canyon of Champions. Is that what it's called? Canyon of Heroes. And they were having the big parade. And of course, that goes right past our studios here in Lower Manhattan. And as I'm getting close to Zuccotti Park from the subway, I'm sitting there going, oh, I know what today is. I forgot I was going to come in early. I was going to go around it. I was going to try to do something else other than have to go through it. Because I knew what I was going to feel. I was going to get into that mush and feel very claustrophobic and try to get to my building and then be stopped literally one alley away from getting across the street to my building. And sure enough, it happened exactly as I kind of foresaw. So I'm standing there 10 feet from the entrance to the sidewalk in front of our building, but I can't get there because it's blocked off by the police and they've got the thing going around. And I started getting upset and I started saying, this isn't right. And I started getting angry, looking around, who could I, you know, chew out for creating this mess? And then there were the players coming right down the Canyon of Heroes. And I just thought, you know, you ungrateful, non-patriotic soccer players. And I just, all these horrible things that you don't, if you're just a rational person, you don't ever expect yourself to be saying or thinking, but they're running through your mind. And as though it was a bolt of lightning from heaven itself, God zapped my heart and he put the picture of little Adele from Sudan in the forefront of my mind. And in about 15 seconds, I went completely backwards into a different scenario altogether, because I thought, this is why we are here. This is why we are here. Not for parades, but to help those that have not been helped. And so what I'm really excited about, friends, over the last day, is that yesterday we told you about the need. We told you that there were, of the 96 slaves that we set out in March to liberate, that there were 26 of those left. And that in the going forward, we needed to rescue all 26 of those. And friends, a bunch of you took it to heart, because 10 more lives have been rescued. 10 more people that have lived their entire life in slavery are now going to live the rest of their life in freedom because of that. And that means that we have 16 more precious souls to go. And if we can get these 16, friends, what joy will fill their hearts. Here observing all of this wackiness is our friend, Executive Director of U.S. Operations for Christian Solidarity International, Joel Vanderspeck. And Joel, I really appreciate your laboring with us over the last couple of days. And today, you're not in studio, but man, if you could have seen the gut check that God just he just put a noogie on my forehead. It's like, here I am getting upset, and I've got TV to do later today, so I'm wearing a suit and I'm all dressed up, and I thought when he punched me in the gut right there, it was like, whoa, check yourself, Kev. Where are you? How are you dressed? What do you have? And you call this a problem? You look at this as something to be upset about, and man, it cut me to the quick. So anyway, that's my relationship to why I want to make sure we get into the right frame of mind for this today. So Joel, talk to us about what we're doing here for people that are just tuning in for the first time.
Right, Kevin. Well, what we're doing here is we're helping free people from slavery, and that might come as a bit of a surprise, the fact that slavery is actually happening around the world. As a matter of fact, there are over 40 million people that have been enslaved in one level or another. So this is not something from the history books. This is something that is alive and well, unfortunately, in today's world. And CSI has been involved in freeing people in Sudan who were abducted during a civil war. It was one of the longest civil wars in the history of the world today. And these Muslim groups came and raided Christian villages in the southern part of Sudan, and they abducted tens of thousands, most of whom are Christian. And they brought them to these Muslim villages, and they have been enslaved there for some over 10, some over 20 years. And they're praying for their freedom. And we have a team of people that go and negotiate with the slave masters, offer them a cattle vaccine. Believe it or not, the slave masters value the cattle more than they do the Christian slave. And so thanks to your audience who have responded and others across the United States, we have been freeing people and bringing them back home, bringing them to their home communities, reuniting them with their families. And I was there on the ground just some weeks ago, Kevin, and I saw it with my own eyes. And believe me, it does take time to sink in. And it does give you that perspective of when we face the day-to-day hassles of life or even some of the bigger challenges, we realize that we have it so well. We have freedom here in this country, and we're blessed, but we're blessed so that we can be a blessing. We're blessed so that we can bring freedom to other people, spiritual freedom, but also in this case, really physical freedom.
Yeah, actual
freedom at every level.
Yeah, actual life liberation, which is, again, as you said when you started, we don't think of our modern day world as a place where this is a problem. But 40 million people, Joel, some people may hear that number and say, how's that even possible on planet Earth? But talk about what that slavery looks like in different parts of planet Earth.
Well, right, there's different types of slavery. You have bonded labor in places like India, where you have children that are working in factories making bricks so that people can build houses from a higher caste level that they are from themselves. You have sexual exploitation, forced prostitution in many countries around the world, human trafficking, which exists in this country and many of the Western countries, that is completely under the radar. It's lurking under the surface of societies. And when we talk about Sudan and South Sudan, the type of slavery that we're dealing with, it really is the worst type, because it's not just one type of slavery. It's chattel slavery. They're physically abused, verbally abused, sexually abused. They're exploited for work without any pay, with hardly any food. And it's human suffering beyond our comprehension or imagination.
Yeah. Well, friends, that's why in March, before Joel left, we were very focused on trying to do everything we can to help these 96. It is a bit of a process to find a slave, to locate them, to safely approach them, to safely approach the slave master, to make the negotiation, to enter into that dialogue that sometimes may take a little bit of time to work out. It takes a lot of effort by the retrievers that are working this kind of underground railroad operation for the Christian Solidarity International. But once we have some of the basic pieces in place, it becomes a much more doable thing. And all we have to do now is supply the resource. So get the cattle vaccine to the slave owner, prepare the bag of hope, and then help the slave get back to South Sudan. And that's a bit of a process. Joel, you've described it as a very arduous one, sometimes 7 to 12 days on foot, traveling only at night so that you're not, in fear of being recaptured while you're in North Sudanese territory. But friends, all of that occurs, all of that freedom, all of that new start, all of that occurs for a simple gift, $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. Would you do that with us now? 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792. You can also give online at csi-usa.org. 877-882-0792 or csi-usa.org. Just be as generous as you can. For every multiple of $250, you're changing a person's life forever. Kevin McCullough coming right back, live from New York. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you've got lower back pain, maybe neck pain, how about sciatica? Or maybe you've got a herniated disc or you've been diagnosed with spinal stenosis. Some of these things can debilitate you so badly that you have to reduce the amount of walking that you do because of it. Well, I want you to talk to my friend, Dr. Melinda Keller, if that's you, because as the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but with life-altering decompression machines called the DRX. She wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis, and if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that does not involve surgery and does not put shots in your system. Find out for yourself how you can help alleviate your own pain and walk freely again. Play with your kids, your grandkids. Call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200, and get your first appointment booked. That's 718-234-6200, and let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week, I promise you, we'll get a question answered from Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, because they are keeping their eagle eyes trained on this 4th of July week to make sure that you are getting the best rate possible. And Brian Sheely, I understand that right now rates are really good. Explain.
Yeah, Kevin. I mean, when we spoke, let's go back 3 months, and rates really dropped down then. So many people could benefit from refinancing at that time. 10% more of homeowners now compared to even 3 months ago can benefit. That's how low rates are. And that, coupled with high home values, is the perfect combination to lower that monthly payment, eliminate that PMI, consolidate those bills, get the cash out for the home improvements that you've been looking for. People don't quite totally grasp it, and I understand, but it just takes, 5-10 minutes on the phone to give your information, have a conversation, and you're going to, at the end of that phone call, you're going to know if it benefits you or not to refinance, but I guarantee you'll get honest answers.
Well, and that's the thing that you always get with Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian have been helping people for dozens of years. My audience here in New York knows that firsthand. So what I want you to do, friend, is I want you to call them, and I want you to take that 3 or 4 minutes and find out if you could save thousands of dollars. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Rates are plummeting. Now's the time to call. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. If you like the numbers, it's 800-804-7283. Brian Sheely, thanks so much.
Thank you for the time, Kevin.
All right. Perfect.
Thank you, man. Have a great 4th.
You too. Did I hear Mike yell in the background? Did I hear him go, yo?
At the very end, it wasn't Mike. It was someone else.
Well, sounds like you guys are already getting the party started.
Maybe in an hour or so.
Yeah, well, have a good holiday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a 2-pack of the MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? shouldn't you? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. And use the promo code The Mission.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. Next week, we're conducting a free two-hour educational workshop right here in New York and New Jersey, where you'll hear about my proven flipping systems that help you start flipping homes for profit in your spare time using other people's money, and how to get started flipping the script by putting money in your pocket with income opportunities. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It can mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
After 5 years as a slave, I was losing hope. Then one day, I heard good news. There was someone who came to our area to free us, to bring us back to South Sudan.
All right, that was the real story of a slave that actually was liberated. And friends, I don't know if you can even comprehend it. For me, it's almost impossible. I'll just admit it right up front. I can't imagine a circumstance in which I've ever even been able to imagine what it would be like to be completely under the submission of somebody that owned me. It is not something that I can personally relate to. I've heard stories from people that have, but even in that, trying to imagine my own response and how I would react, and just all of the hopelessness that goes into such a plight, really is something that I have a hard time even fathoming. But it doesn't mean that I'm not compassionate about those that are experiencing it, because it has to be worse than anything I can imagine, particularly if you're a young woman in these regions of the world where complete autonomy is given to the slave master. They can beat you, they can rape you, they can do the types of things that they want to do to you with impunity. We have laws in the Western world. That doesn't happen in civilized places. But in places that are still not more developed, this is what happens. Joel Vanderspeck is with Christian Solidarity International. And Joel, I know that when you got there in May and we had begun this effort to help free 96 slaves, of which we have now freed 80. That number blows my mind. I'm so grateful for every single life that we've liberated, but that means there are 16 more to go, friends. When you got there and you started hearing these stories, what happened to you personally? As someone who has even seen some of what's going on in the world around you, did it have an impact on you?
Right, Kevin. Well, yeah, I've been working with nonprofits for over 20 years around the globe, but I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen dozens and dozens of people at once who have been, you know, enslaved and now free. So there's that painful side of it, just trying to process that what they've gone through, hearing their stories of 10, 15 years of repeated rape and verbal abuse and forced labor. And I was just taking it all in. And honestly, it wasn't really sinking in. It was when I left South Sudan back on the flight home, and it starts to sink in, and it's overwhelming at times. And I had to give it to God and say, God, this is not something that I can carry, all of that pain. I mean, yeah, I give it to you, and you're the one who has the heart and who has the ability to help us with all of this. But there's also the joyful side. It's hearing the stories of now they're back home and seeing them reunited with their family. And it's just amazing privilege to be part of that. And I'm the representative of your listeners, Kevin, that responded to this. So I feel very privileged that I can document the stories of freedom, bring those back here to the United States, and share them with your listeners to say, look, here's the impact that you've made through your donation. This is what's happening. This is not fiction. This is fact. And it is amazing. Like I said, over 20 years of nonprofit work, I've never seen the impact of a outreach program like CSI is running in Sudan and South Sudan, freeing people from slavery. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Friends, 877-882-0792. You actually affect that liberation when you give a gift right now. And the way you can liberate a slave is very simple. It's a $250 gift, of which $50 goes to secure a cattle vaccine. It sounds odd, but that's what the slave master values more than the slave. It helps keep his cattle healthy during the rough weather, the dry spell, etc. But then that the rest of that is bundled into what's called the Bag of Hope. And Joel, real quickly, every one of the slaves that is liberated receives one of these. But kind of tie the ingredients of what's in that Bag of Hope with their future lives and help us understand what they receive when they are given that. And we say Bag of Hope, we think of a little parting gift at a party or something. This is a huge, enormous collection of gifts that they've never even thought about getting in their entire life, much less actually received.
Right. I mean, you can imagine after being 15 plus years in slavery, being forced to work on someone else's cattle, the cattle camp or on the farm. Now they have the tools. We provide them the tools to have their own farms, to have their own sense of independence, autonomy, and be able to produce produce to bring to the market and make money to support their own families. And so in that Bag of Hope, there's farming equipment, seeds, sickle, fishing equipment, enough food to survive for the first month before they start producing their own food. And we also provide them with a goat, a she-goat, that which is the beginning of a farming economy. They always tell us, come back next year, they'll have three or four. It's going to grow. It's going to be, you're going to see the development of a farm for each one of these people coming back. And really, Kevin, it represents dignity for them, that they have been humiliated and abused for so many years, and now they have freedom and they have a future. And they'll be able to provide for themselves.
Yeah.
And really, it's like 10 Christmases in one. When they open those bags of hope and they see, they pull each item out one by one, the joy on their faces. And I forgot to mention, there's also a tarp that we give them. And we think, well, it's a simple tarp, something that you can pick up here in the U.S. for very little money. But for them, that's actually their shelter. It's a very simple life in South Sudan. Protection from the sun, the blazing hot sun, protection during the rainy season. And they just take each one of these items, and they're so grateful for them.
Yeah, it's a tarp. It's a series of farming tools. It's a set of fishing equipment. It's grain to eat for the next year and seed to grow for the following season. A she-goat that produces milk and other necessities and can even become a bit of a micro-enterprise business for them. But friends, it's all of these things. And considering what Joel said there, how they have spent their life toiling at these very same tasks, fishing, farming, planting, harvesting, ranching the cattle and the goats and everything else, considering that they've done all of this on behalf of other people, to suddenly be given what is in essence what they were told they would never have. They would never be, special enough to have any of this stuff. It just blows their mind. And then on top of that, to know that it was Christians in America that caused them to be able to receive these gifts, friends, it produces within them such a deep well of gratitude that they only say to the CSI workers over and over again, please don't forget the others. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please don't forget the others. Go back and get all of them until they're all home. That's what we're trying to do, friends. 16 more slaves to go for this list of 96 that CSI has asked us to help with. 877-882-0792. $25 a month for 10 months or a $250 gift. 877-882-0792.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. And his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Come and be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel. The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December the 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am570themission.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, US, MULO, 52 weeks by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now, my menopause. All my life, I've had energy, to win gold in 84. But when menopause hit me, with the hot flashes and the night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Amberin.
Amberin safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Amberin is 100% drug-free, estrogen-free, and clinically tested. Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Thanks to Amberin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Amberin a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Amberin today.
If you're a conservative, you have to get a copy of The Lawyers Guild. Veteran journalist Howell Woltz, W-O-L-T-Z, wrote 7 books about corruption in the legal system. And in this, his first novel, President Donald Trump and his gang of deplorables launched the American Spring, taking down the deep state. Go to Amazon, type in W-O-L-T-Z, the author's name, or The Lawyers Guild, and get your copy today. That's W-O-L-T-Z, The Lawyers Guild, published by the International Center for Justice.
Hi, friends. If you're feeling run down and maybe you're kind of just during the summer, I know how it feels. But friends, if you're not getting the fruits and vegetables that you need, that's part of the reason. Did you know that when fruits and vegetables, specifically in combinations with each other, specifically with 31 specific fruits and vegetables working with each other, when they take root in your body, they explode with energy that is actually the capturing of light that is then released within your system. And it is an amazing thing to watch what happens. But if you're not eating those fruits and vegetables, that captured energy never becomes a part of your reality. And that's why Dr. Douglas Howard introduced Bounce of Nature these many years ago. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're just fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules, 100% whole food plants, fruits, veggies. It's all there. And an average daily dose gives you 10 servings of the 31 specific fruits and veggies that your body most needs. Once you start taking them, you're going to be convinced. In fact, I had this like little sniffer trying to come on a couple of weeks ago. I upped my dosage. I got over it in one day. My lovely bride, a couple days later, started getting the sniffs, allergies and so forth. She didn't take them. She's still fighting it now. That's the problem. See, I take them. So this is how I stay healthy. For a limited time, get 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature and get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free week's supply included. 800-246-8751 to get that now. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use my discount code, The Mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
When the master didn't like the food I made, he would say horrible things to me and beat me. He forced me to pray as a Muslim. At night, I prayed in secret and asked God to rescue me.
She prayed in secret and asked God to rescue her. That's just the very real experience of what I have to think most of these women thought when they were taken into slavery. Joel, it's really cruel. Joel Vanderspeck is back with us from Christian Solidarity International. It's really cruel how these women are first taken into slavery, many times at the point of a gun, most times witnessing death of family members, horrible disfiguring of friends and other people in the raids that took place. I mean, the PTSD of what you just witness alone is probably pretty significant. But then to be put into these households where they are consistently raped, sometimes by the father, sometimes by the father and then the son, obviously very mistreated probably by the mother in the household, because you know, the slave is sometimes younger or more preferred by the slave master from a sexual standpoint. And so the jealousy and a kind of enmity builds in the heart of the woman. These are young women that when they are captured, there is literally no one on their side. They don't have anything that's helping them be encouraged and keep on going.
Oh, there's not, Kevin. I mean, you're right. You described it very well. The fact that they're taken by force. And I just, one of the people met recently comes to mind, her name's Ten. She said she wasn't even a teenager yet when she was taken. There were six from her village that were captured at once. Three of them resisted and they were killed. They were just, they slaughtered the three right on the spot in the village. Now Ten's hands were tied to a horse, dragged her along for days up to the north into those villages where she would be a slave for over 15 years. She said the slave master beat her as many as 10 times a day, forced her to work grinding grain, fetching water 2 miles away to the water well, cooking. And she was saying that before she was captured, she had a beautiful life. She went to church every Sunday, had a wonderful community. But the slave master forced her to pray like a Muslim and threatened her, said, if you talk about Jesus, if you talk about church, we're going to kill you. One time she started talking about going to church, dreaming, talking about what it was like to be at her church. No, the slave master heard her, tied her upside down, and left her in the blazing hot sun all day, ordered her to look straight into the sun and forced her eyes open, and destroyed her retinas. And she had children with the slave master raping her, and those children were forcibly removed. They were ripped away from her after they were after the weaning age. And she's now free. Thank God that she is free. And now she doesn't have to face the abuse of that slave master. And she wanted to thank all of the good people in the United States that helped make that freedom possible for her. I mean, imagine the new life. Imagine the contrast from that to being back in her home village with her people again.
Yeah, and that bag of hope. It's just, friends, yeah. I've said this before about CSI. One of the reasons that they're one of my favorite organizations is because for the level of badness that the people experience, the level of joy is almost equal to that when they come out. And so as horrible as it is, the kind of euphoric happiness in terms of the opposite end of the spectrum being experienced and just truly genuinely grateful hearts. Friends, there are 16 more Tangs to go. There are 16 women right now that are needing our help, that will you know, likely perish in slavery's control if we do not help them. And when you consider that it is only the cost of a $25 gift for 10 months or a $50 gift for 5 months or a one-time gift of $250 that liberates that slave, how can we not all jump on board and be part of it? How can we not all say, okay, I'm going to do exactly what I can, which is liberate one of these people? We only need 16 individuals or families or small groups or churches. There's 8,000 churches in this area. There are numbers of small groups from each one of those churches. If just your small group took a collection this week and said, you know, we're gonna free one human life, it would be such an amazing thing. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792. 16 slaves to go. They will not be liberated without our help. So we have to step up and respond to this now. And maybe, friend, maybe you're one of those that could do something rather example setting. Maybe you have the ability to liberate 10 of the 16. A one-time gift of $2,500. You will change 10 lives forever by doing that. Would you be willing? 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
This year, Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to experience the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
I heard he's merely the son of a carpenter.
He's a miracle worker,
a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel. We must stop this radical.
The Pharisees in Jerusalem call him an outlaw.
This would be a very bad time to choose his side.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
Seen by nearly 1 million people in its debut year, the original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
I have changed. That is who Jesus says I am.
One man did all this.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus. Live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Imagine you're relaxing on the sky deck of a beautiful yacht as it cruises through New York Harbor. The iconic skyline creates a picturesque backdrop as you sip a delicious summer cocktail, finding refuge from traffic that plagues the tri-state area. Sounds too good to be true? All this can be yours on board the Atlantis luxury private yacht. Fully insured and Coast Guard certified, this family-owned and operated three-deck mega yacht is the ultimate venue for your wedding, anniversary party, birthday, corporate event, bar bat mitzvah, you name it. Captain Fred and the Atlantis crew will make every event there unforgettable. The Atlantis is impeccably designed with two state-of-the-art bars, a private bridal changing suite, immaculate restrooms, a fountain up top, and a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor. Food and service are excellent. The guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. So call Captain Fred, my friend, at 212-633-1231. Schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. Call 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. Or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
When the sand gets hot,
you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee.
Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Getting engaged is one of the biggest decisions you'll make in your life, and with that decision comes a big purchase, the ring. There's a lot to consider when buying an engagement ring, the cut, the quality of the stone, the setting, and, of course, the cost. But you don't have to do this alone. And if it seems confusing, don't worry. I've got a great option for you. Lord's Diamonds, a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Our friend Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. Anu also has an amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving away a free gold set of wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. You heard that right. Free gold wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. Getting engaged is a big decision. Lord's Diamonds will make it easier. Set up your appointment with Anu at Lord's Diamonds today. Just call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or go to lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say is it all, oh, oh, always on my road, oh, oh, I'm still New York. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
After 5 years as a slave, I was losing hope. Then one day, I had good news. There was someone who came to our area to free us, to bring us back to South Sudan.
What you're really talking about when that takes place, this retriever, and there's a few of them that work with CSI in Sudan, but when they come into the area, they have to kind of scope out who's a slave, who's not a slave. They have to figure out how to approach him. It's a very delicate operation. Joel Vanderspeck from Christian Solidarity International is back with us. And Joel, if it wasn't for the help of some non-Christians, actually, these Arab retrievers are actually North Sudanese Muslims that just want to have a good relationship with the Christians in South Sudan. But they, without their help, it wouldn't even be possible to do what you do because of that delicacy of finding, locating, and beginning those conversations.
That's right, Kevin. We have a team, like you said, from that Muslim community that are working with us. There are people, of course, that don't believe slavery is right. They see the suffering, and they believe that all people are created equal and that this shouldn't be happening to the people of South Sudan. We even have an amazing story of someone who was just freed on this last month. His name's Apoy. And she said she was in the family, and the slave master's mother had compassion on her. And she was able to bring a poi to the marketplace where the slave master was collecting people and bringing them to one area to go back to South Sudan. So she's very thankful for the compassionate people in that community that helped those escape and bring them back to their home communities.
Mm. Well, friends, it's all part of this rather remarkable story, this rather remarkable journey. It started when a civil war was taking place between the North and the South in Sudan. And the world governments came together and said, this isn't a good thing. We need to figure out how to put an end to this war. And because of Christian Solidarity International, the United States and President Bush took a lead in helping bring peace to that region. But all during the war, there had been slaves that had been taken. There were individuals that were kidnapped and removed from South Sudan and taken to the north. And every time they conquered another area, there would be a whole bunch more slaves that would go. And so when all was said and done, hundreds of thousands of slaves had been relocated. And it has been CSI and almost CSI exclusively for the last number of years, helping to liberate more than 100,000. And Joel, there's still some tens of thousands there because, as you said, the raping of the slaves brings about children and children that are born into slavery, and the ones that are not ripped away from the slave mothers are then, you know, brought into mandatory service. And that creates another hardship for some of the women, because what you end up having then is not only a broken body, but also a broken heart.
No, absolutely. And that's one of the cries that they have coming back, is like, please bring my children back. And so you have children that are born from the slave master. There are also couples that were abducted, families that were abducted. And sometimes they were separated, but there were kids that were born into slavery. And I shared some of those stories yesterday of Bach and Aluel, a 10-year-old boy that was brought back to South Sudan
right.
in May, and a 12-year-old gal. And there's many like that. But you're right. They always say, the women that are coming back, they say my child was forcibly taken from me, ripped out of my arms, and I want my children back. Please go help find them. So there's that cry for help. And, these kids that are coming back that have never seen one day in their lives before in South Sudan, but they heard about how beautiful it is and how they can go to church and live in freedom and finally go to school. And we had the privilege of bringing some of these kids to the first days of school and then go to a church for the first time. It's beautiful, Kevin.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You told the story about Bach yesterday, the young boy who was born in slavery, but yet somehow his Christian mom was able to, even though she was forced to behave as a Muslim woman, she was able to somehow put that seed in his heart so that when he was able to be liberated, he was able to say, I'm a follower of Jesus. And that's just one more miracle on top of all the other miracles that we're talking about here. But friends, these women who have endured so much, we cannot even begin to fathom the amount of pain and suffering that they have endured. And yet their desire to be faithful to God, to Jesus, to their faith, to their Savior, is just really remarkable. It's very convicting, as I said at the beginning of the show today, Joel. Just, you know, it certainly puts a different perspective on life as Americans, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And we've heard from other people that have supported CSI. They said, we wake up in the morning and, you know, we face life's problems. But we also remember that I'm an abolitionist. I'm helping free people from slavery. And there's a great sense of motivation and perspective that whatever problems we face, they're really minuscule in comparison, and that we can make a difference. We can have a sense of purpose in life because we can bring this type of transformation even on the other side of the globe from here in the U.S.
Friends, I'm wondering, for those of you listening that you know, are fully understanding this now that we've been talking about it for a couple of days, and you see that we are so close to liberating all 96 slaves. Now think about that. 96 human lives will be completely liberated from slavery when we reach the when we have liberated the last name on the list. And that's more than two villages worth of people in that region completely. That's an amazing thing that the church here in the New York tri-state area has decided to do, just person by person, individual by individual. But there are 16 that have not been liberated. There are 16 that we are in danger of leaving behind. And I just have to believe, friend, that someone listening right now can do one slave. And I think that there's easily 16 people that could do one slave each right now. $25 a month or 5 months times $50, one-time gift of $250, etc. But I also think that there's probably two or three people listening right now who could say, you know what, we're going to take on 10 of those slaves and give a one-time gift of $2,500. I think there's even more people than that, maybe double that number, 6, 7, 10, a dozen, that could do 50 or do 5 slaves each and do, you know, 1,225. But whatever the math breakdown is, I believe, friend, that you're going to be amazed, blessed, strangely, mysteriously encouraged, even though you may never even meet the person when you do this. I can only say that from experience. Every time our family decides to free another slave, there is a sense of excitement. There's a sense of anticipation. And this year, we've been able to tell you some stories of people that we've actually liberated during this campaign. And when we end in our final segment, next segment, Joel, I want you to tell us one story of somebody that our listeners helped liberate this year. That's when we come back from this final commercial break. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go anywhere.
What if I told you that getting omega-3 fatty acids daily just got easier? Amanda Williams here from Invite Health to tell you about the Invite Health Krill Oil. Krill Oil provides your body with the essential oils and antioxidants that are important for brain, heart, joint, and eye health. The EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids from Invite's Krill Oil are sustainable and 100% traceable from the sea to the capsule. Invite Health's Krill Oil is supplied in a vegetarian tapioca capsule, shown in clinical trials to enhance absorption. These easy-to-swallow capsules are extremely clean and won't leave you with that fishy aftertaste. Take advantage of this special offer from Invite Health. Buy one bottle of Invite's Krill Oil at suggested retail risk-free and get the second bottle free. Call now for free shipping. Contact Invite at 800-459-2272. Call 800-459-2272. That's 800-459-2272. You can also visit an Invite Health location or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, the luxury brand of vitamins.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
877-882-0792 is the number. 877-882-0792. We started this broadcast with 16 lives hanging in the balance. You could help secure one of them. You could rescue one of them for $25 right now. That's all you need right now to liberate a life. $25 right now, and then for the next 9 months after that, just once a month, a donation of $25. 877-882-0792. To think that you could liberate a human being from the bondage of slavery, literal human trafficked slavery, you could do it. 877-882-0792. But Joel, before we're gone today, and we've only got 2 minutes left, so be concise. Not that that's a problem with you anyway. But the idea that we've already seen some success. Tell us the story of one of the people that our listeners have liberated in the calendar year of 2019.
Sure. I'd like to tell you about Akeem. She was living a beautiful life in South Sudan when the militia came to abduct people from her village. She said she'd never seen horses. They came on horseback. She didn't know what those creatures were. They thought they were cows without horns. And she said to her villagers, there's people that are coming to her village who don't know who they are. They took her best friend and they killed her right there on the spot. And then they abducted Akeem. They brought her to the Muslim area in Sudan and they tried to force her to Islam, although at night she prayed to Christ, and she asked for her liberation for year after year, and she was waiting. She didn't lose hope. She had 3 children with the slave master, and they were taken away from her after they were weaned. But the CSI slave liberation team came to her village. They negotiated with her slave master, and today Akeem has been freed from all of that horrific level of slavery and abuse. But she's still asking for her children to come back, and she wants us to go back and find her children and bring them back to South Sudan as well. So there's still so much work to be done, Kevin, but she wanted us to pass on her gratitude for being liberated.
And friends, there's 16 more just like her, maybe her 2 children among them. 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. Friends, we're so close. This is where I start to worry. Because I don't want to leave. I don't want to get to the 95th person and have to look the 96th person in the face and say, sorry, we weren't able to get you rescued. Let's do this. Let's do this with enthusiasm. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792. If online is easier, csi-usa.org. csi-usa.org. And you can give online. It takes just like 2 minutes to do. 877-882-0792. Joel Vanderspeck, thank you for your faithfulness. Thanks for being with us. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you tomorrow.